Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm very stressed.
You're about to have your boobs out in the living room.
About to have the boobs out in the living room. That's always how it goes. My two gay stylists come over and I get full-ass, butt-ass naked.
Are you ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Stop, drop, roll, rate the pod. We have an emergency podcast episode right now. We have an emergency
podcast. It's a 911 emergency pod.
It's serious.
It's serious.
So
it is serious.
As you can see, I'm in full 9-to-5 garb. And
I feel like your 9-to-5 garb is not that different than your post 5 p.m. garb.
Well, I'm like my 9-to-5 when I go out into the world garb.
Oh, yeah.
So
your work garb. I've been
interrupted in the middle of my work day because we have a nail emergency.
I have a 911 emergency. Wait, but also stop, drop, roll, rate the pod. And also merch drops today. The crew neck, the Wild Till 9 crew neck.
Oh, we're in the future. I was like, merch
today.
Drop today.
Yeah, today, while you're listening.
Groovy Tuesday.
Yeah. It's merch day.
I get it.
Groovy Tuesday is merch day. Shboob. Tilly Tuesday.
I know that.
Tuesday. So the crew neck is dropping today. It's real cute.
Silly Tilly
Groovy Tuesday.
Do I have one of those?
No.
Do you want to like show the LDIY and JLu part?
I know. It's so cute. It's okay, adorable. Ready? Okay, so we've got, here, I'm going to be far away so you can walk us through, give us a product demo.
Damn, she's good looking.
Thank you so much.
Buy the sweater.
Walk us through.
It's got a Wild Till 9 on the top. It's got a bear.
Uh-huh.
It's got, who has kind of Bubby tendencies.
Bubby tendencies for sure.
It says California. It says LDIY, which is my buddy Jason Zerd's nickname for her. And it's my name, JLu, from when I played sports.
Sports.
And it says established 2020 because that was the year that this
was born. Yeah.
It comes in a lovely heather gray.
Honestly, I made this sweater because I wanted this sweater. That's how I've been designing good merch, though. I think that's the key to success is that like when I want a good blanket, I design
just,
a good blanket. When I want a nice cozy varsity sweater, I design a nice cozy varsity sweater.
As one does. You know, I feel like probably how like Louis Vuitton and, you know, Eddie Slimane.
I'm sorry.
My French isn't very good. Whoever was the old creative designer for Saint Laurent, you know.
They just design what they want.
You're basically Prada.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's what we're trying to say is that this is basically Prada.
So buy that merch.
Buy that merch.
Nope.
Buy that.
Nope.
Merch.
Nope.
Buy that.
Nope.
Merch.
But yeah, we had to do the pod hours early because God forbid those nails made it onto a cover.
No. So let me give you the rundown. So basically I have this photo shoot tomorrow. Okay. And this photo shoot has been the bane of, it's just the root of all of my stress because they gave me a day, but they didn't give me a call time, which means like that's the time they have to show up on set. It's the call time.
And the Tillys know what a call time is.
Your
mansplaining to the Tillys.
I know. I'm sorry. I take it back.
You're like, I don't know if you heard about this call time before. What a call time is.
Is when you got to be there. So I have this photo shoot and I've been really excited for it. And they offered hair and makeup on set.
Mm-hmm.
And I typically like to use my own hair and makeup people. Yeah. Because you know what? It's happened too many times where I've been burned where someone doesn't know, not that they're a bad makeup artist, but they don't know how to do makeup on my face because I have half Asian eyelids and it's like, I've just had some really bad experiences where I've ended up looking real janky.
Is it half Asian eyelids?
Half Asian eyelids, right?
Got
so I don't have a monolid, but I don't have like a big canvas like white eyelids usually have.
Yeah, okay.
So... So like you have eyelids.
And you don't have eyelids.
I don't have eyelids.
You have half Asian eyelids.
No, it's, yeah. So anyway, so makeup is very different on a monolid versus like a
stereo
full
lid.
Eyelid and right. And
Dolby Digital surround lid.
The left lid, the right
lid.
I
get it.
And so again, it's not that it's bad makeup artists.
AirPod, lid. Yeah.
AirPod lid. Mm-hmm. It's just that I've ended up looking real fucking weird and not like myself. Like, that's the worst part, is that when I do like a campaign and I look like an entirely different person and it's not my best foot forward. So then I also went to go look at the makeup artists that they have assigned to the project, and they specialize in like horror prosthetics.
Great.
And so again, not that like they're, you know, maybe not a great makeup artist, but based on the portfolio, it did not instill confidence in me. So anyway, without a call time, it is very difficult to hire a hair and makeup artist because they're like, what time should I be there? And I'm like, I don't know. And you're like, but I'm not going to pay for your day rate. Like, it's called a do and go, where they do your makeup and then they just like leave. They're like, they don't have to stay on set with you to like.
I've done many of those.
And the old do and go.
Yes.
What kind of do and go did you do?
Hourly. Next question.
Hourly.
Okay. Oh. Half hourly.
Half hourly.
Yeah. Didn't need the whole hour.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, for sure. Keep going.
So, because like a do and go rate is like very reasonable, and they do your makeup, they do your hair, and then
you go.
Go on your way, a do and go.
And so do they come to this house?
Yeah.
And then you leave.
And then I leave. We both go.
Got it.
We both go.
Everyone goes.
Everyone goes.
Got it.
So it's been very stressful trying to book my favorite people because it's like just, it's inconvenient.
And by the way, I'm available all day.
Do you know how to braid hair?
No.
Yeah, not that I even want to braid, but I was just curious.
No.
Okay.
Braiding's not my specialty. Ask me another question.
Can you tease hair?
No.
How about, can you snatch a pony? Do you even know what snatch a pony means?
I've been,
How about some clip-in extensions?
I've been told that someone was going to split my wig before.
Okay.
So, I've split wigs.
How about tinsel pieces?
I love tinsel pieces.
Okay.
Except for when Moose eats them and they come out the other end.
Oh, then they poop out.
Not my favorite tinsel pieces.
Not my favorite tinsel pieces.
Anyway, Tillys, thank you for subscribing to the channel. I appreciate y'all. We're up a few thousand.
Yeah.
Still not 200 grand.
Also, 200 grand.
Yeah, I think everything in terms of money.
Got it. We know where it's
$200,000 for subscribers.
This is like the.
You know what? Our subscribers are worth a lot more than a dollar each. So that is a
fallacy.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Fallacy.
I was going to say that you came directly from work, obviously dealing with money, and then came directly to the pod. And then,
I'm not over with work. This is basically my lunchtime. Welcome to my lunch.
I just want everyone to know that it is currently 5:27.
Hey guys, it's lunchtime. So Lewis,
like,
how are
when
you?
Jeremy says that like I pulled him out of work, I want to be very clear that it was like 4:45. Like, it wasn't like halfway through the day to be like, hey, cancel all of your meetings right now.
Right.
But so anyway, so 911 photo shoot. I've had a very hard time and very stressful scheduling my favorite hair and makeup people. That's fine. We're good. Good to go. And so this photo shoot is we're all being assigned a color. And the creative is really cool. It's like very like kaleidoscope esque vibes.
And is glitter a color?
Glitter is not a color.
Is glitter for your Monday?
I haven't done the glitter for your Monday too in a really long time.
Why? Did you just like outgrow it?
You know what? I cracked underneath the pressure. Literally, people were getting so aggressive when I would like be late with it that it was actually bringing negativity into my life. And I was like, this is not what glitter for your Monday is about.
It's not what glitter's for.
It's not what glitter's for.
I get it.
And so I had to retire glitter for your Monday because I was feeling very stressed.
I get it.
Under the pressure.
And now we just have Groovy Tuesday.
Now we just have Groovy Tuesday.
I love that change.
So anyways, 911 nail appointment today. I have to drive half an hour for a 2-hour nail appointment and drive home. So it's a 3-hour adventure that I'm paying a premium 911 rate. Thank God my girl is amazing and going to see me tonight because I just found out 12 hours before the shoot that my hand is like at the front of the shot holding, they described it as the Leonardo DiCaprio cheers shot from The Great Gatsby. So it's like a...
So what, the Craftopia cover art?
Yes, the Craftopia cover art in that GIF where I'm throwing the glitter. So I've got some busted 3.5 week old nails on these old gel X's.
I mean,
so,
you don't need a screwdriver anymore with those things.
Yeah, you really don't.
No.
You really don't.
No.
And so 911 hair appointment emergency.
No. 911 pod, here we
are. Hair appointment. 911
What's
nail.
Going on, guys?
Yes, 911.
Anyway, big week. Okay, camera emergency. We lost one, but I'm sure everything's going to be just perfect.
One went down.
It was only on my angle. No one cared.
Did you hear the new Justin Bieber news? The Bieber fever news?
Well, my first take when the camera was off was pretty good. That I didn't hear about it.
Tim Biebs!
And I'll pretend like I don't know what Tim Biebs are. But
Tim Biebs.
Listen, put them in my mouth.
Tim Biebs. So Justin Bieber is doing a collaboration with Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Two Canadian icons. I actually learned that Tim Hortons is not actually Canadian owned anymore, which is some fucking bullshit.
Who owns it?
I don't know. Some American, I think.
Sorry.
I know. It's so rude. And so anyways, Canadians were up in arms because Justin Bieber has not lived in Canada a very long time and can't, and Tim Hortons is not Canadian owned. So they're like, I'm sorry.
So what do Canadians want? Do they want to like...
Honestly,
what do you want?
As a Canadian, all I want is a Tim Biebs. I'm satisfied.
I want a donut hole Biebs.
I don't know what that is.
On a whole Biebs.
No.
I do want a whole Biebs. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like W-H-O-L-E Biebs.
Right.
The whole Biebs.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the Tim Biebs. We've got three new flavors. Okay. I'm very excited. We've got the birthday cake waffle.
Please tell me the one's just vanilla.
Biebs. So the white boy made the white Timbit, the Tim Biebs. I think they all have to be Tim Biebs now and not Timbit, right?
Unsure. This is all news to me.
Birthday cake waffle Tim Biebs.
Okay.
Chocolate sour cream Tim Biebs.
Pass on that one. There's not one part of that I'm interested in.
Sour cream Timbits have never really been my thing, to be honest.
No, gross.
Some people are really big fans though.
No.
Yeah, so chocolate sour cream Tim Biebs.
Sour cream, onion, Lay's. Everything else doesn't exist.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised you don't like sour cream.
Oh, sour cream onion Lay's.
Yeah.
Give me an edible in one of those bags. And
his night is, there goes night the is bag. Done. Yeah,
seriously. What was the last one, my love?
And then I think it's a white chocolate fudge. Mm. Or chocolate white fudge. It's a chocolate Tim Biebs.
Are they available now? And are we getting paid for this?
No, I don't know. But I'm desperately awaiting our Tim Biebs when we get to Canada for Christmas.
Well, I'm excited.
Color me excited.
For an American tradition.
For an American tradition with our American icon, Justin Bieber.
Yeah. So is he just not supposed to claim Canada anymore because he moved to America?
As a Canadian, I think it's fine. As a Canadian, I'm excited.
Okay.
As a Canadian, I give it the green light.
My favorite part when anybody starts a comment on like online and they start with, as a... My favorite. It's like, let me qualify myself as an expert real quick. And then the comment.
Yeah. Gonna be honest, I've definitely done that before though, because if you don't establish the context for why your opinion might even be a little bit valid, I feel like people really come for you.
See, I think it's funnier when they do come for you and then they do a little bit of research and they go, oh, never mind.
Most people don't do research.
Well, there's that. Yeah. I guess. I'm just more concerned with like me feeling, I don't really care if Sally in Iowa doesn't think I'm right.
Oh yeah, see, so Sally could ruin my day because I'm a sensey bitch. Sally could really knock my day off track.
Per our previous episodes. Got it.
Sensey bitch.
Got it. Hit us. What's next?
So we're going to Thanksgiving in Chicago, in Rockford, Illinois.
That's not really how a Northern accent works. Rockford, Illinois.
Was that not it?
I don't know what accent that was, but it's certainly not Illinois and certainly not Northern Illinois. We're going to Chicago.
I'm so excited.
It's weird to go. I'm still trying to figure out what we're going to do.
I bought boots and a coat. This trip?
Yeah. For this, how many, 3-day expedition we're going on?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Well, I think I've maybe alluded to the pod or maybe not. This is one of the first times I've gone back. I haven't been back home in 2 years.
I know, it's been forever.
Weird.
And then
on top of that, I don't think I've ever really spent time. I've spent time in Rockford with money. I've never spent time in Chicago with money.
Yeah.
Having money in Rockford is very relative. But like having money in Chicago is... It's more exciting, but like I've never really had like adult.
I'm gonna wine and dine
money.
Me?
Definitely not. But it's weird because
hang on.
Yeah, let's keep moving. I don't know how to be the adult that we are now
in Chicago.
In Chicago, I only know
10 fun things to do in Chicago. 4-star restaurants.
Michelin. Ooh, spell check. It's weird because I don't know the hotel. Every time I've gone to Chicago, it's go to Wrigleyville and just get, hammered.
That's the-
Dollar beers.
Is that baseball?
Wrigley Field?
Yeah.
In Wrigleyville?
Yeah. Baseball.
It is, yeah. It's also gum, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I was thinking. Wrigley.
We're not going to Wrigley Field.
No.
I don't think we're going to Wrigleyville either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is Wrigley Field in Wrigleyville?
Wrigleyville is like all around.
Oh, it's a neighborhood.
But like Wrigleyville is like the area where the actual, where the Cubs play.
Got it.
Iconic for a lot of reasons.
Hey, Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Someone was telling me that there's a really fun little boat cruise you can do, and they like point out all like the cute architecture.
Well, it's gonna be cold as shit.
Oh fuck, that's right. We're going in November. I don't think we're gonna do it. Yeah, so I bought a coat, but like not like a coat. I bought like a Zara coat.
No.
You know what I did do though? Mm-hmm. The other night when I was annoyed at you, I like.
What do you mean?
No. So I was, we were having a little tiff, and I you know when you make just like impulse decisions when you're like in a heightened emotional state.
Sure.
I bought some Prada boots.
Wasn't that the one I was like, you should buy those?
Yeah. And then I didn't buy them because I backed out. I got chicken.
And then you got mad at me and you bought the Prada boots.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Yes. Well, there's that.
Yes.
Retail therapy. There's a lot
Literally retail therapy.
There's a lot that goes on in your mind at all times.
Like I have said so many times, it is very stressful in here.
Got it.
It's very stressful in here.
Great.
That's why my therapist makes $180 an hour.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to fix this brain. It's busy in here.
But like, once again, fix it, you know?
What do you mean?
I feel like, you know, there's not like a two session.
No. This is, I guess, maintenance.
Mm.
Like regularly scheduled weekly maintenance.
Got it.
I guess it's less of like a fix.
Okay.
It's more like getting your oil changed. So you have to do every so often,
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just every dude ever this or that. It's just move on. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I bought the boots. I'm very excited. I got a really cute coat from Zara.
So you bought Prada boots for Chicago?
Yeah. I figured there won't be salt on the ground yet because Chicago doesn't. How much snow does Chicago get? I actually have no idea.
Let's just let this live out and we'll see how it goes.
No, oh no. Well, I am also going to pack my Uggs. And so I also.
Which pair? Your pair, your backup pair, your backup pair? Lauren is a hoarder.
of Uggs.
Oh my, you just have so many of the same thing just sitting there.
My issue is that like my feet have stayed the same size since like grade 9. And Uggs, I've taken, honestly, Mom DIY gets all the credit for this. She used to spray the winter repellent spray on my Uggs. And so my Uggs have really lasted a long time. And then people who wear Uggs know this. Like once your Ugg forms to your foot, it is the comfiest thing that you'll ever wear. And so like, I can't, like if it's in good shape, I can't bear to part with a perfect shaped Ugg.
Yes. Yes.
And so I have maybe 4 or 5 pairs. It's fine.
I'm sure the Prada ones will be as comfy, if not more comfy.
Oh, those are fashion boots. Those aren't comfy boots.
What? No way.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for how those fit into, you know, the Thanksgiving in Chicago. Anyway, so we're doing that. And
Wait. So, but if you live in Chicago, please let us know what we should do if there's anything fun.
Cause otherwise I'm just going to be taking Lauren up and down River North.
Right, we're gonna be on Yelp looking at excursions that are like over 4 stars.
Right.
Or
maybe we're running out of money and we'll do 2 stars.
Right, oh yeah, exactly.
Maybe 3.
Yeah.
Because
We're just doing one night?
Yeah, one night. Yeah.
One night, yeah.
We're
just
getting in, getting out, yeah. Right. Well, we're supposed to go to Miami afterwards, but we got just canceled on that.
Yeah, so Chicago, here we come.
Here we go.
Here we come.
Chicago with my Chicago. You can get it?
Ho. No,
there it is.
Ho, yeah. There it is. Yeah.
Well, we just got out of Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah, sorry. It's Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I feel like your Slooty costume you didn't get to wear.
I didn't get to wear. I know.
And you know why?
Oh God, you guys. Bubby's also had a 911 emergency. This week has just been stressful. That's why my brain is so stressed up in here.
You tell everybody what happened to Bubby's.
So Bubby's.
It was devastating.
It was devastating. And also the timing of Bubby's having a devastating accident, 911 emergency. Jeremy was literally
on the way out the door.
Okay, but
two things. We woke up, all of the tech broke.
Oh my God.
The tech that has worked every second of every day for the last 7-8 months now.
Yes.
We woke up, nothing worked. and I have a flight to catch. Mind you, nothing works for the first time in so you don't really know what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And Moose has to go to the ER all at once. And I'm like packing my suitcase, like gotta go.
Well, you were able to move your flight back like 6 hours, yeah. Which I feel like that was the most important 6 hours of our week was that 6 hours right there.
I got a lot done in that time.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Did you pack anything weird? Like, were you panic packing and packed some weird shit?
I legitimately got to, like, I'm not kidding. I was in the plane as like, I for sure forgot that. I got up, I literally got to my hotel because yeah. I'm like out of practice. I used to have like a complete second set of everything, which is my travel version.
Yeah.
I don't have a shit anymore. All this would be like very expired at this point. But so I was like actually having to pack all my shit. Didn't forget anything.
Wow.
Had all the right things that I needed.
Yeah. And all the clothes that you needed too?
Yes. And it's a very weird world dressing for this like crypto world. Like, cause you don't really know if you're gonna like go be in like a lounge
right.
or if you're gonna be a bunch around like a bunch of like teenagers who just yeah. happen to have $1 million of ETH. It's like this weird combination. We have to kind of have like three different
wardrobes
yeah. for a day.
Also, and like so, New yeah. York is a weird city in general to dress yeah. for because it doesn't, there's not like a dress code. The dress code there is so wide and
well, I would say LA's wider.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like in New York, you can literally wear whatever you want. Like, I feel like New York has no boundaries.
Well, I think New York's like three steps more put together than LA.
I guess.
LA's
yeah.
just athleisure.
LA's
everywhere.
Athleisure. I know.
For all
I belong. This is another reason why we can never move to New York because I couldn't wear my Uggs and my sweatpants.
Yeah.
My sweaty pants.
I get real lazy when I'm comfy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you packed everything okay.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, like that week was, I mean, I was there for NFT NYC and for all my nerds out there. What a week.
What a week.
It was fucking insane.
Tell the Tillies. Fill us in. Give us the download, the 411.
Well, I got there Sunday night. I slept Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
I left Friday. I slept twice.
You slept twice?
Twice. It was insanity.
Do nerds normally turn up this much?
Or
no. Do you think they were just going wild?
It was going wild, but you gotta remember, like I overlap between like nerds that were in the space.
Okay.
Like big, massive, like investors and brands and properties and IP and all this shit. And then like my group of friends that I either work with or I'm friends with that navigate through it. So it's like, there's constantly someone like, hey, we're over here afterwards.
We
hey,
get
we're over
it.
Here
afterwards. You're popular.
Oh, please.
We get
any
it.
Way or DIY trademark.
TM.
Yeah, TM. It was just a whirlwind. And how late did I sleep on Saturday morning?
You slept 15 hours.
Woo!
Followed by 14 hours the next night.
And I could have slept for 16 more hours yeah. if I had the time.
Oh, wait. No. Sorry, that was 14 including the daylight savings hour that we got extra. Yeah,
yep.
So you yep, logged a total of 29 hours of sleep in a 48-hour window.
Made up for the 8 hours of sleep every night that I did not get.
Yeah.
I probably got 8 hours of sleep in New York.
Oh my God. Jesus yeah. Christ. I can't believe you didn't come home with like a cold or something. Hard to kill.
Vaxxed and waxed, babe.
Hard to kill this
vaxxed
one.
Vaxxed and waxed. No, I definitely have cockroach energy.
You definitely have
cockroach. Yeah. Spray me with Raid. Throw me in the corner. Freeze me. Heat me. I'm good.
Oh God.
I'll crawl out of there.
No, but you're not like gross. Like a maybe like potato bug energy.
Babe, listen, don't. You don't have to sugarcoat it. It's cockroach energy.
Yeah,
I'm a cute cockroach. It's okay.
But potato bugs are cuter than cockroaches.
Potato bug?
Yeah.
Yeah, but can you like raid those, flush those, put those on fire? I mean, like, I'm telling you, cockroaches are like.
Yeah, they really live through everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, like I watched my friends one by one fall off throughout the week. Like, I can't keep up. You're just, I can't. Like there was one guy who just completely, I mean, he could have gone another marathon without like after me. Like,
really?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is that a, boy, is that is that drug facilitated?
No.
No. Just natural excitement.
Well, I was eating caffeine. Just eating it.
Right.
Just eating it. Uh-huh. Again, at a certain point in time, I got to be honest, it doesn't work.
I was going to say, I feel like you hit a ceiling
well,
on caffeine.
I feel like caffeine's just like, it gives you a boost. But it gives you a boost from like, it's like your like reserve. You know how we always talk
yes.
about this? So Lauren and I have this thing, because we've been together for a pandemic and a half, where when one of us has an upset stomach,
uh-huh.
we give each other a Pepto-Bismol
uh-huh.
or when we take a Pepto-Bismol ourselves.
Yes.
And what do we say?
You're borrowing from the healthy poops of tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
Because the next day, they're no longer healthy.
It's no longer.
They're just together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or you can think about it as if it's like you're averaging out at okay poops for a couple days while you balance out. Yeah. But you're borrowing from the health of your bowels from the next couple days.
Is borrowing? Borrowing? Is that Canadian? Borrowing?
Borrowing?
Borrow?
How
borrow?
Do you say it?
Borrow.
Okay, so it's not spelled with an A.
Right.
But borrow?
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 Borrow? It's borrowing. That's what you said. You're borrowing your good poops.
You made me sound like a Count Chocula or whatever. Not Count Chocula. Who's the Muppet? The Count? The little vampire who counts?
Count Dracula?
Is that what the Muppets?
Yeah.
Maybe. Count Dracula?
The Count?
The Count.
I don't know.
I'm mixing up Count Dracula, the serial guy.
Yeah, I gotta be honest.
Anyway, you're borrowing. Nah, right.
Anyway, I took a bunch of caffeine, I lived it, it was a good time, and now I'm back, and no, I did not get sick.
Yeah, I came honestly shocked.
Me too, because that like my immune system's had like a bunch of practice the last 2 years.
Yeah, seriously. I can't decide if our immune systems are like, in theory, they should be really bad since we've been like in a bubble for so long, right?
Well, had we lived in a bubble the whole time, but I don't think your immune system forgets like the code that it learned before.
Are you sure? Because you have to get a flu shot every year.
Yeah, but the flu continues to change.
You're right to mutate. You're right. If there's one thing we learned from Dr. Fauci.
There's new permutations.
Yeah, new permutations.
All right, nerd, what else?
But did you do anything cool? NFT, NYC? Also, like, it feels so long for how few letters there are in NFT, NYC. It's a real mouthful.
Well, I gave a presentation.
Okay.
And in classic Jeremy form, I'm not shy when someone gives me a microphone and everybody else is, so.
My dad thought it was really funny when he was like, but when they were here visiting, my dad was like, Jeremy, do you get nervous with public speaking? And what did you say?
Shit, no, I can't remember.
You said, no, I love to hear myself talk. I love the sound of my own voice.
Oh, I did say that, yeah.
And Greg thought that was very funny.
Yeah?
Greg thought that was very funny.
Little does he know, it's just true.
It's just true. There's like a hint of sarcasm, but mostly
I think it's more, it's self-realization that I don't mind. Hey, does anyone have anything to talk about? We got like 15 minutes to go. Yeah, give me that thing. Hey guys, what's going on?
That's my worst nightmare. They're like, really? Hey, we got 15 minutes, fill the void.
You know what my worst nightmare is? Mm. The void. People just sitting there. No. Actually, the void doesn't bother me. If everyone can just like be by
themselves.
Yeah,
so I don't mind the void.
The problem is this. Someone will get real bold and go, well, I
could try.
I know a few jokes.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God.
Marty, sit down. No.
No, yeah. Marty.
I'm telling you,
come
Marty McFly
on,
walks
Marty.
Up there. No, every time.
Come on.
No, I was on a panel and I could just like before and after, everybody was just like, and also this is not exactly like, you know, a men's health presentation. This is a lot of nerdy guys.
Did you suddenly be, not that you're not a 10, but did you suddenly become a 12?
Hmm. Why can't I just continue to be a 10?
Well,
I became a 12.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. In a room full of the crypto bros who are emerging from their basements.
Fortunately, some of them do have a few million dollars of newly accumulated wealth.
Yeah, yeah.
Tacked
there
up.
Was like NFT people, NFT meetups, basically.
Uh-huh.
NFT meetups. And so one of the NFTs that I own, World of Women, they had like a little lunch and it was so cute. And I wish I could have been there and it was so cute.
But you didn't go. You didn't support them.
I didn't go. But yeah, so like Bored Ape Yacht Club. That's like, is that the number one?
Bored Ape Yacht Club. I would probably say CryptoPunks number one.
Is number one. Really? Yeah. Okay.
They just came before.
Oh, it came before. Okay. Yeah. But they threw a big ass party. Did you go to that one? I saw it on.
They threw it on a yacht.
It was on a yacht?
I didn't go to that one. I went to Friends with Benefits and there were a couple of people that, because I just put FWB in my Instagram caption.
Yeah.
And people were like, FWB, what do you think you're doing? And I was like, you don't get the joke. You're not in on the story. If you know, you know.
I feel like it was like 0.00001% of your story that probably knew.
Okay, yeah, but like I would never be like, what do you think you're doing? I wonder
if that had a higher share rate of people being like, oh my God, did you see Lordy White's boyfriend posted something about Friends with Benefits?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Way to get that engagement, babe.
That's what I'm talking about.
Way to get that engagement.
Controversy.
Yeah, let's go. Stir it up.
It was good. It was very good. And I'm glad we're not going to Miami.
Me too. And so anyway, this is what Jeremy was doing, just having a ball while Bubbies and I were in the ER.
Drinking a lot of drinks, having a lot of laughs, meeting a lot of people, shaking a lot of hands, kissing a lot of babies, did not kiss any babies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No NFT babies?
Not that I saw.
You know what the newest NFT project that I saw the other day was that it just caught my eye? Didn't buy one. Vagina punks. We've got crypto punks. Now we've got vagina punks.
Guys.
Honestly, people were pushing for more like female presence in the NFT space. This is not quite how I imagined it happening.
Vagina punks?
With vagina punks.
Well, I'm just going to be upset when I find out that it's nine dudes that have the actual creative behind
it. That have the creative. Yeah, exactly.
Crypto Cox is coming next.
Should we start it? Should I start it?
Yeah. Lauren, I think it's a great idea.
Asian Girls Code, we can start Crypto Cox?
Crypto Cox.
Crypto Cox.
Let's do that.
I can't wait. That's so exciting.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm trying to think of like how many dicks between the four of us that we've all seen. Enough to make...
A 10,000 PFP project?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a lot of dongs.
No, it's not that many dongs.
It's a lot of dongs.
I've not seen that many dongs.
Listen.
But you know what they do is that they give them all, you know, they give them like 10 different features.
Fun
and then
attributes.
They do the attributes and then they do like the generated thing where they all come out a little different.
Yeah.
Some with like some rare things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the rarity tools?
Rarity tools. Okay. Yeah. So we can have some rare elements on our CryptoCox.
You're a nerd.
You're a nerd.
But I've been a nerd.
Yeah, but I'm a...
An aspiring nerd.
I mean, you've been calling me craft nerd since day one.
Yeah, but like, you really live... No, you're not a craft nerd anymore. You're just a nerd.
Oh, but I still do crafts.
And you're very good at them.
Did you see my new painting in the hall?
Did you paint that?
Yeah.
Shit fucks.
Yeah, you like it?
I do.
I literally have been looking at it for too long that I had to move it into the hall so that I can just like see it from the corner of my eye a bunch of times to be like, do I actually like this? Because I've been looking at it for too long that I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. You know when you're too close to a project for too long?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've just completely left the universe. Like I have no idea what's happening. So anyway, so I left it in the hall so I can...
I get it.
Judge it.
You really should find like you should have like to go at the end of a project, you should have to leave. You should always have like another like engagement.
Yeah, an eject.
Yeah, otherwise you'll sit there and just ruminate.
It's hard to know when, especially with like paint and stuff like that. You don't know it's hard to call. Anyway, let's go to Bubby's 911 ER adventure. So-
As anyone with a pet can relate to.
Oh my God, horrible. There's literally nothing worse than seeing your pet in pain.
Well, it's really more hearing the pet in pain.
Oh my God, Moose was screaming. It was horrible. Like it literally just like takes your heart from 14 different angles and just shreds it to pieces.
Well, Moose does this thing when he's like generally uncomfortable, which is complain a lot, scream and whine and moan and cry.
But it's more like, it's not like a scream. Like this is like a gut wrenching scream.
It's not happy.
So Saturday night, Bubby's had a little bit of a limp. And we were like, oh shit. But like sometimes like it'll just happen, you know, where he jumps off the couch a little weird and he limps for a day and then he's fine. And then he started, we were on the couch and he got up off your chest, remember?
He literally just was on my chest and goes and starts crying.
Yeah. And so we're like, oh my God, it's like, fuck, like, what's going on? So we're like, okay, well, like, let's leave it. It hasn't gotten worse. It's fine. So throughout the night, he slept. He let out like a few winces throughout the night, but like nothing like that was crazy, crazy, like 911 alarming. And then in the morning, he was like, not okay. Oh, and you changed
your- Audibly unwell.
Yeah, audibly unwell. But like in a really sad way, not in like a bratty way.
Right.
And so the night before Saturday night, you were able to change your flight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then while Jeremy was still sleeping, I went to get Bubby's up off the couch to eat breakfast. And it just like sucks. He wasn't getting up. So I was like, okay, well, you have to eat breakfast. Like you have to go potty. So like in picking him up very, very gently, like literally so gentle, he just screams so bad. He won't put any weight on it. He won't walk. He can basically just like awkwardly stand there on three legs and not do anything.
And Moose isn't exactly the most mobile dog to begin with.
Right. So if we lose a leg, like we're in trouble.
We are really in trouble.
We're in trouble. Like we should buy a wagon and a stroller on Amazon because and that'll just be call the end of the day. And so Moose also has an insatiable appetite. So if he doesn't get up to walk to his breakfast, like something is
actually wrong.
Yeah, shit is wrong. He's dying. Yeah. He's on his deathbed, obviously. Yeah.
Like if you WebMD it, Moose not eating.
Dying equals death.
Imminent death.
Imminent death, yes. Yep. So I bring his breakfast over to him and because I was like, oh, well, if he's going to have to like take meds or they'll have to like give him, you know, some stuff to give him a full exam. Like it's probably better if he has a little food in his tummy. So I hand fed him half of his breakfast and then we put him in the car, which
is weird because she's continued to do that every day since. Weird.
Hand fed him breakfast?
Yeah.
Hand feed Bubby's breakfast.
You would hand feed Buddy's breakfast.
Buddy's. Buddy's breakfast.
We really should get a Doberman named Buddy and have Buddy and Bubbies.
Buddy and Bubbies? Yeah. That's really cute.
I know.
Buddy and Bubbies.
I know.
That's real cute. Yeah. So we got in the car, went to ER, and the one
and I said, hey, I have to go to New York. I'll see you guys in a week. Bye.
Literally, I was like, you're leaving us here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My car's here.
One, we didn't have any working tech. Wi-Fi was down.
What do you mean? I got
Bubby's was injured.
I got all the tech working.
No, I know, but I left while you were fixing it. So when Bubby's and I departed for the ER, the Wi-Fi was not back up. Our
but
outside
care
gate.
Of it?
You did, babe. You did.
Spoob.
Again, I told you the most important 6 hours of our life that week.
Yeah.
Get to ER. And the silver lining, I think, of COVID is that they allow you to stay in your car instead of having to sit in the waiting room. So we waited a total of 4 hours. As soon as we went in, he got seen by a doctor immediately. They did a full little exam and soft tissue injury.
Yep. We don't have
is the prognosis. And so fingers crossed, it's just a pulled muscle. But worst case scenario is that he has a tear in his...
We're not doing that.
We're not going to do it.
We're not going to do it. Worst case scenario is he's ridiculously cute.
Worst case scenario. Okay. So unlikely and not going to happen. And we're not willing it to existence. We're not we're doing anti-manifest.
Wait, so like another dog that had this issue might have this issue?
Hypothetically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Metaphorically speaking. Issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Metaphysically.
Metaphysically. that bull terrier might have a tear in their CCL, which is the dog version of an ACL.
No.
And so eventually it just like, actually tear. It's called a cruciate.
Ah, the canine cuddle ligament.
The canine cuddle ligament. Yes. Ye old official canine cuddle ligament.
Yes. Yeah. I don't make up science.
But I mean, Bubby's has been, so it's been a week and a half since that day. And so we did some Puppo ibuprofen. We had to go back for some opioids at one point because we had a real bad night.
That could be fun.
Yeah. Three nights in. Bubby's had to sleep in the bed the entire time because Jeremy was gone. So it was a real treat. Had the worst sleeps of my life, but it's okay. Yeah. It was worth it.
Yeah, I think you were in bed all of the hours that I should have been, but you did not sleep very well.
But I wasn't actually sleeping very well. Yeah. Well,
did you miss me?
Yeah, and I was stressed about Bubby.
Did you miss me?
Everything was in disarray.
You missed me, didn't you?
You were gone.
You missed me.
You were drunk FaceTiming me at like 5 a.m. your time and handing the phone off to like your other drunk friends. And I was like, I don't want to talk to this person. It was so nice that you were thinking of me. It was so nice. It was so nice. But then some drunk dude be like, yo, Lauren, look at the sweet stripper phone number I got on my hand. And I was like,
yes.
Was she hot? And he's like, yo, she was hot. Book yeah. And I was like, that's sick. That is sick.
This all happened.
That is sick.
And let's be clear. It was a waitress.
He said that it was a stripper.
Well, you know, hybrid.
Hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Bubby's is okay. He's doing better. Took his last day of Puppo ibuprofen today. And I think getting him to not do the zoomies on the second half of like the recovery has been very difficult.
Yeah, well then tie in time zones changing and he does not believe in that.
Oh my God.
Also, I forgot. We already voted out daylight savings time. It's gone.
I thought we did too.
It's got 5 more years. It's like a 10-year arc.
Oh my God, but it's still happening?
Yeah.
I was trying to explain, so I posted something. I honestly, like, I feel like everyone who is not human and on a human-controlled eating schedule, aka dogs and cats and, I don't know, maybe birds, hamsters, fish.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The animal-like. For their sake, we need to cancel daylight savings.
For our sake, too.
For our sake, too. Oh, my God. I hate it. Literally, the sun sets at, like, it starts setting at 3:30.
I know.
3:30.
You're yelling at me, but I know.
3:30.
Also, I had memorized every single like other time zone that I work with.
Oh, fuck.
And they're
and
all
then now,
screwed.
I know.
Because some change, some don't. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I posted a story. I feel like it's a thing on TikTok and like social media where you post the tantrums that your dogs and cats are having because their dinner has now shifted and they don't understand. Like, I just wish for like 10 seconds I could speak English to Bubby's and be like, it's daylight savings. I know it's stupid. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna slowly bring you back to normal time.
Actually, we cold turkey on him.
Wait, I didn't cold turkey on him.
No, I cold turkeyed him.
I would never do that to Bubby's.
Okay.
But I will say right now we are currently cold turkeying him.
We're definitely cold turkeying him.
But the first 2 days I did not cold turkey. Okay. I transitioned 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I it reminds me of a thing that my buddy Cal once said. I think you need a hobby.
Oh my God, Cal will literally never live that down, telling Remy that she needs a hobby because she watches too much TikTok.
That was the funniest thing. It was just the most, like, he meant it so innocently.
And like in a nice way. But the way that it came out, I'll never forget.
It wasn't good, babe.
It wasn't good.
I heard that and I go, you young fool.
Stupid boy.
Just fool.
Stupid boy.
Fool. We've been there.
Oh my God. So anyways, Bubbies is, where are we going with this? Bubbies, he's good.
I'm going to get into the assumptions about you.
Oh, the assumptions about me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I filmed a video this week and I haven't done it for 2 years. And I don't know why I do this video because it hurts my feelings every time. Because the stuff that people assume about you, sometimes it's just not that nice. Or sometimes it's too true and then it hurts my feelings on that side.
Have you ever thought about a job in accounting?
No.
No one would give you any opinions.
I had to have a tutor for accounting. I really struggle with
financial
accounting.
Or management?
Managerial. Managerial. Wait, no, what was the other one? Managerial and?
Financial.
Oh yeah, no, managerial, it was fine. Financial, not so good. Fine. Yeah. Not so fine.
Got
not
it.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, not fine at all. So you do this video where you put out an open question of what your assumptions are. And so you're basically just asking to be shit on basically. And so again, you sign yourself up for this.
Do you do it
video.
So that it's anonymous or can you see who's submitting these?
I can see who's submitting them and people get real bold, especially when you see, maybe they don't know that they can, I thought I can see that though.
Mm.
Cause like sometimes I'll have the same person ask like 5 really fucking mean questions in a row. And I'm just like, bitch. And then I block them.
What? Really? You're asking them something.
No. But when it's like in a really, really mean way.
Okay.
It's in a really mean way. Like
got
someone
it.
Was trying
to
they're come
trying to be
for
hurtful.
Me. Oh my God. Yeah. Like they're trying to be like super hurtful and like fucked up. Like someone was like trying to go in on me about like that I'm trying to actively whitewash myself and just completely separate myself from my Asian culture and that I just pretend to be white so I don't have to, represent for half of my heritage. Like, it was very fucked. Like 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 different messages
right.
that I received about that.
And as we discussed earlier in this episode, literally half of your eyelids are Asian.
Are Asian.
So like-
That's what I'm saying.
You wear it on your
what
face.
What I'm saying, literally.
Yeah. Okay, so like just short of people being outwardly hateful.
I mean, no, it was fine. That was like, I'm being dramatic. That was like the 0.05% of people that like left my assumptions.
The thing is like, I feel like if I asked that about myself-
Yeah.
I would know all the things. I don't think there'd be that much of a surprise.
Oh, okay. So one of the assumptions that I actually feel like I have an entirely new perspective on, and I get this on every Q&A ever, is that like, when is Jeremy going to propose? I feel like it's like a question over and over and over.
Why are they saying that to you?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wouldn't know the answer to that.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're just rubbing it in your face that I haven't?
I guess. Well, this one, I guess, makes more sense because like they're assuming that I feel a certain way about it.
Has anyone done a study on like why people feel like they could be so bold to people they don't know on the internet and say things that they would never say to anybody in person? Because they should.
They really should.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. You know what they should do is that they should like associate or like find the correlation between like overall happiness and like happiness within themselves and then the overall like level of boldness that they have to like say crazy shit to people.
Right.
I think it would not be shocking where those two things aligned.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah. So anyways, the new perspective that I have, I feel like is that, and this is not, I just want to be very clear. This is not leeway for you to be like, oh sweet. I'm going to propose in 26 years.
Okay.
But like the way that I answered the question is that I think in past relationships, I saw proposal and ring as like a band-aid for things. A super, super kind of depressing way to look at things. But like when I look back, I'm like, I thought that that would fix issues. I thought that
that's
would-
That's why people like we have a kid to fix it. And then the kid didn't fix it.
I guess actually that is a common thing. Like get married, have a kid, like do all the things you're supposed to do to like fix problems that you don't want to actually acknowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that once.
Yeah, right. And I think in like my most insecure state, like knowing that there were many other underlying issues, I was like, oh, one, this will fix things. And two, this is like a commitment. It's not that it's not a sign of commitment, but I feel like I had such like a twisted perspective on like how this is going to be I guess now looking back, it was just like a band-aid. But before I thought it was like the cure.
Well, I think people just like, well, I think the problem is from millennials anyway, I think maybe it's better now. I'm not sure. Like we were born into a world where the divorce rate was nearing 50-50 anyway. It's just been 50-50. Like I don't think people are so I don't think that the average person who is a teenager today has the misconception that as long as they find the right person, everything is just going to be okay, right? Like, I think that people are a little bit more aware of the fact that, like, we live in a world where that's quite tumultuous and that, like, makes relationships hard.
Oh, my God. Relationships are fucking hard.
But I think that people realize, like the fairy tale ending doesn't exist for 100% of the world.
Right.
Like, it is not, we do not live in a Disney movie.
Right.
Despite us living in a Disney movie, of course.
Right.
Of course. There's an exception.
I just want to be very clear that, like, you are the Disney prince. And I don't know where I kind of fit into that, but you are the Disney prince.
Well, Disney's done a great job of cultural appropriation. So really any movie. But yeah, I think that we love to think of a thing that we haven't done yet and assume that that will, like, that next chapter,
the
that next
phase. The grass is greener.
That's going to be... Once we get there, everything will be great.
Oh my God, yeah. And so anyways, through much inner reflection and a little bit of therapy, you too can realize that that is just a Band-Aid on
BetterHelp.
A bad relationship. WT9.
Wait, so are you going to get into any of these?
Yeah,
you haven't decided any.
So that was one of them, though, is that, like, you want Jeremy to propose. And so, like, my answer to the question essentially, like, it was that I feel like I put so much pressure on it before and, like, it was something that I wanted so badly for the wrong reasons. And looking back, I'm like, God damn, that was a toxic mindset. Like Jesus.
But look at you now.
Look at me now. Healthy.
Not married.
Not married.
Not engaged.
Not engaged.
Not anytime soon. Not even close. So far away.
One of them, this is a good one. You want to start an OnlyFans after seeing Mia's success.
Well.
As much as I love taking photos, I feel like I get ready once a week for shooting, kind of, even half ready. And then that's kind of it. Like, I feel like I see the lengths that Mia has to go to, like, always order cute new lingerie and look really cute and have good hair and
full-time
good makeup.
Job.
It's a full, like, that bitch hustles.
It's like she's got 900 boyfriends.
It's like more than that.
Wow. 9,000 boyfriends.
Many, many, many more than that. Okay, well, I'm not sure where she's at now.
900,000 boyfriends paying $14.99. You can go there right now.
I mean, damn, if you had that many boyfriends at that rate, that'd be a healthy income.
Yeah.
Yeah, a healthy income. But yeah, I feel like I have a full plate of very fulfilling things. And that's not one of those things that I feel like is in my future. But love to see my friends thrive. Go subscribe to Mia's OnlyFans because that shit slaps. Ooh, I actually got to participate in one of the photo shoots not too long ago.
I know.
Got to hold the grapes above her booty.
Yeah. A dream job.
A dream job.
On Patreon, someone would pay
for
that.
Do you know how many people would kill for that job? Hopefully
no one would kill.
I've seen some of the feedback from her fans and she's got fans.
Shit is popping.
She got fans.
She should create a leaderboard.
She definitely could.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely could. But yeah, I think, I also don't know where HBO would sit with that, with an OnlyFans.
Well, you know, there are a lot of boobs in Game of Thrones.
You're right. There are a lot of boobs on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
There are a lot of boobs. Oh, I got a lot of this one. Wanting to change, like, the channel name and, like, overall identity to not be Lord DIY anymore.
False.
False.
Yeah, false.
False.
Yeah.
I mean, but there was definitely a time where I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because I think when I was, like, in my most unhappy state and I was, like, most resentful of, like, the corner that I had backed myself into, anything that was closely associated with that, I, like, just dreaded and I hated and I wanted nothing to do with it. But then I came to my senses and I was like, oh my God, you are a dumb bitch. You've worked 10 years for this. You host an executive producer show on HBO under this brand and, like, things on shelves in Target and Walmart and, like, all the places under this brand. Like, I've hustled too hard to just, like, throw that away like an idiot.
And, you know, trademarks are expensive.
And trademarks are fucking expensive.
And then you'd have to go through new logo design for a new name. And then,
it's a lot. It's a
whole
thing.
We kept it.
Right. So here we are. Still Lord DIY.
One day we'll use it as an NFT. We'll sell it off. It'll be fine. Somebody else can be Lord DIY. It'll be great.
I don't want to give it away.
I'm kidding.
Oh my God. Imagine someone bought that. That'd be so crazy.
I mean.
To, like, pass on the title to someone else to be Lord DIY.
It's happening.
That'd be so fucking weird.
That would be weird.
That would be so
like
weird.
Like the channel that everything goes
Yeah. Just, like, pass it on to someone. Sure. Oh my God. That would be so weird. Like, all of the content just changed to a new person hosting it.
Right.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Lauren.
How do you think about Blue's Clues feels?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do we go? Steve to who?
Steve number two.
Was it Steve number two? They didn't change his name?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Oh my God. I feel like they did give.
He's got to have a new name.
Yeah. So I'm sure they let the guy keep his name.
I don't know. Yeah, could be. I don't think his name was Steve. Was his name Steve?
I thought it was Steve.
I don't know. Don't know. I don't know. I'm wrong person to ask.
Oh, man. Did you see that video that Blue's Clues yes. Steve posted, though?
Yes.
I don't know why I thought this. I feel like a lot of people thought this, that Blue's Clues Steve was dead. I feel like there was a fake rumor.
That he died of a cocaine overdose?
Okay, I didn't hear about the cocaine part, heard about like a fake rumor about how
he was dead.
He was dead.
Yeah, I feel like that was a thing though, back in like the early internet.
Yeah.
People just died. People just died. They didn't die, but people just died.
Like online they just died?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like the publicist just confirmed X has dead.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah,
like,
what do you mean?
Meanwhile, that person sees
it's like
it
and super, super not dead.
My favorite one like I've seen somewhat recently is like I saw it about Lil Nas X and he responds, he goes, I am?
Lil Nas X is elite on Twitter. Legendary. He is so funny.
Legendary. I wish that he had a podcast just so I could listen to him.
Oh, his podcast would be so good.
I know.
Oh my God.
We should have Lil Nas X on the podcast.
That'd be sick.
Maybe actually we can do him and Emma Chamberlain at the same time.
Or we could do Jack Harlow and Lil Nas X.
Okay. Jack Harlow, Lil Nas X, Emma Chamberlain.
Yes.
And
why
maybe
throw a Kardashian in there?
I was thinking maybe Kim.
Oh, Kim and Pete.
Yeah.
Kim and Pete Davidson.
Well, maybe we could even do Yee as well.
No, I don't want Yee.
Yee. Yay.
I don't want some fucking Yay in here.
Yee. Yeah. A lot of Kanye haters or lovers are going to hate that.
I don't care.
Wow. Okay.
I was coming back from a photo shoot the other day and I was in this like random building in the Arts District near downtown in LA. And I was in the elevator and this guy was like, he's like, yo,
oh God.
You like Kanye? And I was like, eh. And he like looked kind of bummed. I was like, did that just make your story less cool? And he was like, I mean, yeah, like a little bit. He's like, you know Sunday Service? And I was like, yeah, it's like kind of Sunday Service. And he's like, yo, so like Sunday Service is next door right now. It's like low key, but like I'm gonna try and get in. Like you wanna come with? And I was like, it's okay. I'm wearing Uggs. I'm coming home from the shoot right now. Yeah. I don't wanna go to Sunday Service with you.
Listen, swing and a miss. But my guy.
Shot a shot. He really shot a shot.
And you know what? Shooters are gonna shoot.
Shooters gonna shoot.
I can't disrespect the man from taking a shot.
I think that he was more excited about Sunday Service, though, than anything to do with
me. I think he was excited to take a little shorty to Sunday Service. Shorty to Sunday Service.
Oof. And you know what? He was totally right because, like, I don't know what building. Because, like, the Arts District is weird where there's just, like, a shit ton of, like, big building, like, and lofts and stuff like that.
Like, is it a factory? Is it
the most
rundown?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It could be the most beautiful, yes.
Hype, beastie, whatever.
Right. Yeah. You just don't know. In the Arts District. And as I was pulling out of the parking lot, there were many people who were very stylish and cool looking.
Yeah?
Yes.
You weren't one of them?
I said that I was wearing Uggs rolling out
But
of
you
the
are
shoe.
One of them today because on shop.wildtill9.com, you can get yourself a varsity sweater. Back to our program.
Oh, also, I just want everyone to know that like for the most part, unless you live somewhere very, very, very remote internationally, for most places, these will arrive before Christmas.
Turn up.
Yeah.
Look at us.
I know. I pushed to launch a week later.
And they were like, no.
And they were like, yeah, because I wanted to be there for Christmas, everyone.
Oh, okay.
I know, because shit gets crazy, especially like Black Friday and stuff. Like, shit gets crazy.
Well, also, you know, there's a lot of things that are just backed up everywhere.
Yeah, everything's backed up. Oh, I heard there's actually a new fine that they're applying to boats who have been there for too long in the dock.
Oh, it's like when you don't show up for your Uber and they start turning the meter on.
Yeah. So there's a fine now for ships that have been there for too long. So hopefully it'll get shit moving.
Oh, so they need to get off of it so that they can like put new ships there?
Yeah, they're like, if you're a ship who's been sitting here for too long, like you're...
And it's empty. Why would they find ships that have been there, that are sitting there full, but haven't been able to unload?
Yeah, I guess it's empty ships of waiting to get new things put on. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Empty vessels.
Yeah, because they can't penalize the full ships.
It would be really unfair if they penalized the full ships.
Yeah, why would they penalize the full ships? That's not fair.
I agree.
Yeah.
You should start a movement.
Shipgate.
I get it. When are we going to Japan?
Oh my God. Someone literally on my last video was like, I'd love to see you go to Japan. And it was so-
I'd love you to go to Japan.
No context, out of nowhere. And I was like, I too would love to see me go to Japan.
Maybe this year?
2022? Oh, 2022. Yeah, I think so.
You think we'll go to Japan in 2022?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Wild Till 9's going to Japan?
Maybe.
I love it.
We talked to someone last night about potentially going to Dubai.
Love Dubai.
I want to go to Dubai.
Never been to Dubai.
I was going to say love Dubai.
But I love the idea of Dubai. Dubai reminds me of Vegas and I love Vegas.
I would love to go to Dubai.
Yeah.
It looks like not a real place.
Yeah.
It looks like very much not a real place.
Oh, well, rewind 50 years and it wasn't a place.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
And it was.
They've done a lot of development.
Literally not a place.
Not so much time.
Was it just desert before? Like literally just desert?
I don't mean to insult all seven people from Dubai listening to this, but I don't know.
Okay, well, if you're a Dubai native, local,
did you wanna
Dubaian?
It's a Dubai.
A Dubai?
Yeah.
If you're a Dubai, if you're a Dubai, let us know what the vibe is.
No, let us know what the vibe was.
Let us know what the vibe was and what the vibe is now. Give us a vibe check. Yeah. Give us a Dubai vibe check.
Below, for everyone listening, if you could just name the top two or three cities you think Wild Till 9 should visit do a live episode next year, we're all going to manifest together.
Fun. Yeah. We love a little manifestation.
I can't wait for everyone to go, it's Duluth, Minnesota, dickhead. I said Duluth, Iowa, and everyone apparently, there are a lot of geography majors that listen to this podcast, so my bad.
I literally have never even heard of the city you just said, so in my books, sound really smart.
Well, thank you, my love.
You're welcome.
Thank you, appreciate you.
I'm here to build you up.
Did you want to hit any more assumptions?
Let's do one more. Okay. Oh my God. You're finally feeling the 30s now.
Oh my God.
I know, but—
I'm going to say it's a 16-year-old that said that, and 30 feels very old.
Or maybe it's either someone who is also feeling the 30s. So maybe I feel like that's like kind of how I don't know. I should alert them actually.
Yeah.
But I was just saying that I feel like the birthdays that I had in quarantine feel like they didn't happen.
Same.
So like when I turned 27, literally nothing changed. Like literally nothing changed.
I was 27 before this shit happened.
Yeah, now you're old.
28, 29, now I'm going to be 30. Yeah,
my God, you're going to be 30 in like 3 months.
I
will say,
when I came back from New York, there was a small part of me that was like, I still got it. We're still good. I can still hang. It's all good.
You can still hang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I died. Like my rebound time was not the same, but I was like, I can hang with the kids.
I literally pulled something in my back sleeping last night. Like it affected my workout. Like I had to make adjustments in my workout this morning because I pulled something in my back. Just surviving, just living and breathing.
I hope everyone knows that if you're between the age of whatever you are and 25, you're a child, and then 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, and then
it all goes downhill.
Every year, it's just another pile of just
shit
on top of your psyche, physical body, soul, everything.
Yeah.
But at least,
listen, what's the positive here?
The sun will come out tomorrow.
The what?
The sun will come out tomorrow. What did Canadian Annie sing? Tomorrow.
Put your bottom dollar down tomorrow.
Shout out Lafia. What else we got here?
Oh, you jumped into Lafia already? That means we're wrapping it up.
No, I just know you've got a time thing.
I do have a time.
You have a timely nail thing.
It's a timely nail thing. I know. Emergency nail appointment. Also emergency fitting in 6 minutes. So I'm very stressed.
You're about to have your boobs out in the living room.
About to have the boobs out in the living room. That's always how it goes. My two gay stylists come over and I get full ass butt ass naked. And
that will be on your OnlyFans.
That'll be on the OnlyFans.
Did you want to talk about your Discord?
I don't have a Discord, but I do know how to use Discord. I'm basically a pro at this point.
She is getting extra nerdy these days. Yeah. Appreciate you guys. See you next week for what will be a week of big announcements, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe. Potentially.
But possibly.
Might be. Could be.
Could be.
Hard to say.
Maybe.
But until then, bye.